Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, friends of the PeopleStack. Welcome to another week of the PeopleStack podcast. I am Jen Bunk, CEO of the PeopleStack, and our mission has been and continues to be changing the world one tech manager at a time. The theme of the week is about this time that we're living through right now, this time of uncertainty. The theme of the week is this is the time that champions are made. It's during these uncertain times that champions are made. You know, almost every day now, I'm hearing from clients, prospective clients, former clients, although, you know, if you're a client, you know that you're never really a former client. Once you become a client of ours, you're a client of us forever. You get us forever. We're never going to stop wanting to help you and wanting to really be a stand for you and help bring forward even more strength in you. Because it's really building your dream career and transforming your career. It's a lifelong journey. It's not just a trip that you take and then you're done. It's a lifelong journey. Sometimes it's a soul crushing journey. And that's what I'm talking about now. Like every day I'm hearing from clients and friends and just people in our network about getting laid off. I got laid off, or I was forced to take a furlough, or I have to let go a whole bunch of people in my team because the financial resources aren't there, or, you know, or the decision between like, okay, do I let these three people go, or do I, you know, put everybody on three quarters time and do some sort of forced furlough or forced time off or forced non-paid PTO. And people on the job market are just not able to land jobs. Although, you know, on the other side of that, we definitely have clients as well who, and this is the majority of them, right? Like they are winning. You know, we've had clients who are landing new jobs at close to 200K a year in salary or the equivalent, you know, 200K a year or that more if it's in San Francisco, New York, Seattle, Boston, Austin. Maybe a little bit less if it's in some of the lower cost of living areas in the country. But every day we're also hearing that as well, because these are the times that champions are made. This is the time for us as leaders to stand up and say, yes, my soul is feeling like it's being crushed right now. Yes, I'm going through this massive uncertainty right now. Bring it on. I am a champion, and I'm going to become even more of a champion now. And that's what's possible. So for the folks who work with us, they know that even if they get laid off, they have everything that they need to get back on the job market and win even now. And they will, and they are. Versus the folks that don't have that support, that don't have that mindset, that don't have the systems and strategies to do it, they're up a creek without a paddle and they're about to fall over. That's the difference. And so what I want to invite you to do is put on a new set of glasses. if I talk about mindset shifts all the time, and if there's one mindset shift that you can take, and really what that means is you're taking on a new perspective. You're assigning a different meaning. You're choosing to assign a different meaning to what's happening right now in your external world. You're putting on a new set of glasses. Because it's kind of like right now, in these uncertain times, and I played with the thesaurus a little bit here. I looked up uncertain, I Googled uncertainty synonyms: foreboding, suffering, nail-biting uneasiness. That is what we are going through, soul-crushing uneasiness. That's what we're going through right now. So it's like you're wearing a pair of glasses that is full of all of that stuff. It's just, and it sucks. It's full of that, the smudges and the ick and the nastiness. Like, imagine if you were put on a set of glasses like that, full of suffering, full of soul-crushing angst, full of anxiety, full of hopelessness, full of worthlessness. Now imagine that you've been wearing those glasses for the last 4 or 5 months. What starts to happen is you begin to tolerate them. You become to think, oh, this is just what's normal. This is just what's, this is life right now. I can't fix these glasses. I can't put on a new set of glasses. Everybody's wearing these glasses. Everybody's full of it. The shift that I invite you to make is that you get to choose to put on a new set of glasses. You get to choose to assign the meaning that instead of saying, these times suck, the challenges are too big for me, I hate these challenges, why are they happening to me? Why is this happening? Instead of assigning that meaning to it, what I invite you to do is shift it and say, these are the times that champions are made. Thank you for the challenges. I would not be a champion without the challenges. Make that shift. And instantaneously, if you're willing, that shift can happen in an instant. Instantaneously, it's like those glasses come off and a new set of glasses come on, and you see the world and you see what's happening around us in a completely new light. It's clear now why this is happening. It's happening for you. Life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. Many a wise sage has uttered those words. I don't know where it originally came from. I actually was listening to one of Jim Carrey's. So Jim Carrey, the actor, the comedian, he did a commencement speech. And I was listening to a piece of that commencement speech. And he said it because he's funny. He said, you know, and so he was, you know, inspiring. It's very, very inspiring. But in the middle, it's lots of funny stuff too. So I encourage you to just search Jim Carrey on YouTube, Jim Carrey commencement speech. I'm sure that it'll come up. Jim Carrey's a character. I love him. And so he was going through and inspiring everybody. He's like, yeah, and you know what, everyone? Life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. And you know why I know that's right? Because it's words and I'm muttering them right now. It's like, you know what? I don't even know that that's true. But what it reminds us is that just by sharing that bit of inspiration, we're reminded that we're in this together and that there is a collective consciousness that is out there. There is a universe. There is God. There is infinite intelligence. There is the force. There is whatever it is that you want to believe in. That is a faith, not a hope, but a faith that there is a larger purpose to what we are doing. Life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. And I absolutely choose to believe that, even though I can't prove it. Because it's that belief, not the science, not the data, it's that belief that is keeping us thriving during these really challenging times. These are the times that champions are made. Try those glasses on for size and see what it does for the way that you show up, for the way that you take action, for the way that you make decisions, for the way that you focus, for the meaning that you give to everything, and watch what happens for your career, watch what happens for your life. You know, this was a breakthrough that I had. And look, we're feeling the struggle. We're feeling the uncertainty. We're feeling the foreboding, suffering, nail-biting uneasiness too. It's not that your mentors and the folks that you look up to and the experts that you follow don't experience that stuff. I still experience it too. I experience the uncertainty. I experience the anxiety. I experience the anger, the frustration, the worry, the worthlessness. I experience it all. And what I've been able to do is use that as a strength, use that as a power instead of as a weakness. Because I don't assign it the meaning that I am worthless, that everything is always going to be uncertain. It's simply, that is how I'm feeling right now. It's simply, this is the state of the world right now. Are you going to argue with reality? Are you going to put on your big girl pants and your cape and get out there and be the champion you know that you were meant to be? Because this is the time that champions are made. And I'm using the word champion very, very mindfully here, because that's who we're all meant to be. And what I was inspired by in using that word champion is thinking about all of the people who have come before us and are no longer with us, and some of them who are true champions, who are the best in the world at what they do. And if you look at anyone who is the best in the world, the greatest of all time, the GOATs, they have gone through massive challenges. That is what made them champions. If you watch any champion's story, whether we're talking about in sports, in history, in politics, in science, whatever it might be, how did they become a champion? It's because of the foreboding, suffering, nail-biting uneasiness of all of the challenges that they got to overcome. Not that they had to overcome, they got to. And they built strength along the way. For those of you who have been following me for a while, you know that I am a huge fan of CrossFit. And for CrossFit fans out there, I love you too. We're going through some really challenging times in the CrossFit world right now too. Got a new CEO, Eric Rosa. The CrossFit Games are happening this year in 2020, but it's going to be different. And will Tia Claire Toomey and Matt Frazier still rise to the challenge? Lots of drama, lots of fun drama going on in the CrossFit world right now. So I'm going to use this as an example because I really don't know other sports. Like, I'm not going to pretend to know other sports, although I love watching sports documentaries about, you know, champions who rise. And so if you haven't watched the Fittest on Earth documentaries, they're on Netflix. One of them's free on YouTube. I think some of the other ones are on iTunes. There's at least three or four of them. I've lost count. There's a ton of documentaries that have been made in the last 5-6 years or so about the CrossFit, the story of the CrossFit community and the CrossFit champions. The tip of the spear, the fittest on earth. And when you hear the stories of Rich Froning and Katrin David's daughter and Annie Thor's daughter and Sarah Sigmund's daughter. A lot of them are from Iceland. And Tia Claire Toomey and Matt Fraser. What you're going to find, you know, beneath the, you know, the really well-sculpted bodies and the holy cow, how can someone work out for that long and lift that heavy for that long? And how can they possibly do that? Beneath all of that, they're champions, not because of what their bodies can do, but because of what their minds can do. Because of their mindsets. So even if you're not a fan of sports, even if you're not a fan of watching well-toned people work out and lift heavy, although it's fun. It's so cool to watch that stuff. It's super cool. Watch it to listen to their words and to see their stories unfold and to listen to the way that they talk and to listen to their beliefs and to listen to who they are as people. They are champions. And even when they fail, they don't, because it's just an opportunity to rise up and do even better. You know, the story of Tia Claire Toomey is really empowering. She was kind of like new to the CrossFit scene, got second place at the first CrossFit Games. It scared the shit out of her, in her own words. And she got second place. She's like, holy cow, look at what I'm capable of. I'm going to win. I'm going to win this thing. I'm a champion. Second year at the CrossFit Games, she came in second again. Same result, she was devastated. And she was devastated because she realized how much she wanted it. She didn't realize how much she wanted to get first place. She was still just of the mindset, oh, I'm going to do the best I can and we'll see what happens. I don't really care if I win or lose. But when she came in second, she was like, hell no, that isn't going to happen again. Watch me next year. And for the next 3 years in a row, she won. 2019, 2018, 2017, she won. And it was just so beautiful to see. And the reason that she won was not because she got better at the technical stuff. It wasn't because she got better at lifting barbells, you know, incrementally. Once you get to that level, it's like millimeters of improvement. It's because it was what was between her ears. She just became so confident, and you can see it. If you look at the difference in Tia Claire Toomey, the way that she showed up, 2014, 25, I believe her first games was actually 2015, 2016. The way that she showed up in 2015 and 2016 was just massively different than 2017, 2018, 2019. She still had the same physical ability. She still had the same technique. She still had the same technical ability. What changed was what was between her ears. I am confident. I am a champion. Hear me roar. And what you can take from that is the difference that you're going to make in your career, and the impact that you're going to make, and the champion that you're going to become isn't in the technical stuff. You're already a technical master. You already know how to code. You already know hardware, software, whatever your brand of geek, data analytics, whatever your brand of geek is, you have already come very, very close to mastering it. I'm not saying stop with the technical stuff. You can continue on that journey of learning and growing as a technical master in your area of expertise. But here's the thing. If you just do that, you're not going to become a champion leader. Because a champion leader needs to dial in what's between their ears. You have to take on a new perspective. You have to see that these are the times that champions are made. You have to put on that new set of glasses and say, thank you for these challenges. Bring it on. I can do this. I have all the support, all of the systems that I need in order to thrive even during these times. That's the difference. That's the difference between the people right now who seem to be like, why aren't they worried? Why does that person seem to just be so calm and so almost peaceful, and the world is going to shit? The difference is what's between their ears. It's not that they're not worried. Everybody feels worried. Even, you know, the gurus and Gandhi and, you know, the folks who have achieved enlightenment, even they feel worry and fear and doubt and uncertainty and hopelessness and helplessness. They all feel it. They just assign a different meaning to it and are able to shift it and still love themselves amid all of this. That's the shift. Life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. See your challenges as gifts. These are the times that champions are made. Are you ready to become an even better version of the champion technical leader that you are? And if the answer is yes, come join us. Come join us on this amazing journey toward changing the world one tech manager at a time. That's you. We need your help to do this. If you're ready to stand up and rise as a champion right now, put on those new set of glasses, land that hell yes job, get that promotion, get that raise even right now, because that's what our clients are doing. Yep, they're getting laid off too. Yep, their bosses are telling them too that there's no money. Yep, maybe it's taking them a little bit longer and it's a little bit harder to find that job, to get that promotion, but they're still winning because of what's between their ears. If you're ready for that kind of transformation right now, come join us, because I know that you're suffering right now. And suffering is a choice. We can help you make the choice to not suffer and to make the best out of what's happening right now. Because proven systems work, proven strategies work, and the way that we know that they work is because they're even working right now. There's no better test of a system or a strategy. There's no better test of the robustness and the strength and the power and the balance and the flexibility of our systems than right now, and they're still working better than ever. So if you're ready to stand up and say, I want to be a leader, I want to be a champion, I want to be the best version of my technical leadership self, come join us. Suffering's a choice. Come join us on the path toward joy and balance and peace and gratitude and massive amount of impacts. And yeah, you get to make a ton of money around along the way as well. And that's super fun. But really, what hits me in the heart in a good way, gives me all the feels, is the impact that we are all collectively making. Let's do it together. If that's you, if this is resonating in a real way with you and you want to stand up and you want to get unstuck, book a call with us. It's that simple. Book a call with us. It starts with a simple conversation, thepeoplestack.com/book. It's a simple, eye-opening, heart-opening, truth-soliciting conversation. We are going to get to the truth around what's not working in your career, where you want to go, what kind of impact you want to lead, what kind of suffering you're going through, what kind of glasses you're wearing right now, what kind of glasses you want to be wearing. And if we're 100% confident that we can help, we'll lay out all the details. Sometimes it's not the time. Sometimes it's not a fit yet. But like I said, once you become a client of ours, you're never not a client. So once you reach out to us, once you book that call and you have that conversation with us, you become a client. So like internally, we don't, the distinction isn't, oh, this person paid us versus this person didn't pay us. So that person's a client and that person's not. Every single person who reaches out to us for help, because that's saying, hey, I'm ready. Even though there may be a little bit of doubt, even though maybe there may be a little bit of skepticism around it, hey, I'm ready. I'm going to book a call. Every single person who has ever booked a call with us is our client. Once you're a client of ours, you're never not. We're here to help. We're here to get to the truth. We're here to help you become the champion that you are. Because that's our birthright. That's what we're here. That's what we're here for. If we're not here to be champions, if we're not here to make a massive impact, if we're not here to inspire others, what are we here to do? Complain? Worry? Talk about what's not working and focus on that all the time? Worry about how there's no money? How about instead we say, I'm going to make more money. I have the power to make more money because I have the power to add value. Let's do it and let's do this together. ThePeopleStack.com/book. These are the times that champions are made. Call forth your champion and watch out, world, because we're about to make a massive impact together. Take care, everyone. Talk to you soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.